and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
And there are jobs out there. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Honored to have you with me today for whatever time I can get out of you, 10 to noon every weekday. Quick poll question for you, brought to you by courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. And that is the mainstream media ignoring the real issues going on in Washington, D.C.? And speaking of being honored, I am so honored to have this gentleman, very, very powerful gentleman, back with us on the show. And that is Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. Secretary, thank you so much for joining the show again.
Well, thank you for having me again, at least virtually getting me out of the swamp, which you just mentioned in your lead-in.
Whatever I can do, especially when it comes to helping our veterans. We have such a wonderful veterans hospital here, and now we have a veterans home we're helping. And, you know, that seems to be one of the issues with the coronavirus outbreak, was making sure that our veterans, especially the ones that are aged with underlying conditions, that they were safe. How is the Veterans Administration helping with all of that?
Well, I'll give you the numbers that we've seen play out across the country. We have 134 nursing homes, 7,500 patients in those nursing homes, and the majority of those are from World War II and Korea. As we speak, there are only four of those 7,500 who are positive with COVID. And I think a couple of those we brought in from state veterans homes. So we took emergency measures early on to protect our veterans, our most vulnerable veterans. We have had 39,000 veterans infected out of 9.5 million across the country. But of those 39,000, 33,000 have fully recovered. So we have not experienced what some of the experts said we would experience, which tens of thousands of deaths and hundreds of thousands of infections. And I think part of that is because we got out early. We're dealing with a population that's used to being in tough situations. We've sent out tens of millions of individual communications to veterans, and they have responded magnificently.
Well, it's a good thing Governor Cuomo wasn't in your position, because we know how that would have turned out. So,
Monica, I'll add to what you just said there. We offered assistance to the state of New York. We opened our hospital in Brooklyn. We opened our hospital in Manhattan. We even opened our hospital in Orange, New Jersey, which serves metropolitan New York. And there have been no thanks from that quarter, because our VA employees put themselves on the line. They put themselves in danger to help New Yorkers. And it's a great story about courage, but it's been silence from the political class in New York State.
Yeah, so much for taking the ship Mercy out there as well, because that didn't seem to get any attention. How is telehealth playing into all of this with the coronavirus?
Well, telehealth is really the one, other than our employees and how they've responded, it is one, it's a bellwether for the future. I'll give you an example. In a normal month, we have 40,000 telehealth appointments. In June, for mental health. In June, we had 905,000. Our veterans are responding magnificently. They like this. We don't force people to travel long distances for face-to-face treatment. It really is the wave of the future, and it has allowed us to expand our footprint, particularly in the West. Last time I was on, I talked with you about my priority is focusing on those veterans in the rural West and in native lands, the two groups of people who serve in higher numbers than any other group in the country. And this has allowed us to broaden our reach into those areas of America.
Yeah, and we have the miles in between, and a lot of times the people that you're treating and seeing, they don't even have the money to get the gas to come to this area and then stay in the hotel.
Right.
So it really is a benefit to them. But one of the most vulnerable that I worry so much about, Secretary Wilkie, is those who are still suffering from PTSD and the ones who see suicide as their option to get out of all of this. What is being addressed to help those members of the military, our veterans, who just don't have the stamina to get through all of this mentally?
Well, the most important thing is that under this president, we finally have the very first national effort to combat veteran suicide. The president's roadmap, which we kicked off a few months ago, actually brings together all elements of the federal government. Something as simple as the world's most powerful computers in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, as well as NIH, FDA, CDC, HHS. We are opening our doors to the localities, to charities, to faith-based groups, to help us find those veterans we don't see. The majority of veterans who take their lives by suicide are from my father's generation, Vietnam. And these are folks who have been left aside by society for now well over 50 years in most cases. I mean, Lyndon Johnson left Washington 51 years ago in January, and Saigon fell 45 years ago in May. And this is allowing us to use some of the practices that we've used to reduce veterans' homelessness by getting our partners out into the field in places that we don't go, places we don't see. But in addition to that, we have same-day mental health services. We've hired thousands of mental health professionals as a result of our emergency procedures, our emergency stance since this epidemic hit us. So we're expanding our reach, but expanding the options veterans have. And you mentioned telehealth. It is much easier for a veteran who is in that situation to talk with us in the comfort of a family member's home or a friend's home or a county library, keeping them out of those clinical situations that could be pressurized. So a lot of things happening.
If I know I have to let you go because you have other interviews to do, but I have one more question for you that concerns mail-in ballots. And I'm so concerned about this because of ballot harvesting, that our veterans and our elderly are very susceptible to the fraud, I believe, because they don't have the means to get out and vote in person, and so they rely on those absentee ballots. Is there anything being done for our veterans that helps them be more protective from somebody just knocking on their door and saying, hey, you know, we'd love to deliver your ballot for you?
Yeah, we do have, and we send out messages for veterans who have any question about what's going on around them to tell us. I take my lead from the president. I certainly share his concerns. He's talking about that every day. The good thing is that we're dealing with a population, in our case, who've been in some of the most godforsaken corners of the world. Mm-hmm. They've been exposed to a lot. And, you know, we have a crisis line for them. If they have any questions, they can call it. And you've used it before because I've heard you. It's 800-273-8255. Any questions about that, about fraud, they need to tell us, and we'll certainly get the authorities in on that.
That's absolutely fantastic, because especially for our veterans, they are the patriots out there who have fought for this country, and whoever thought they were going to have to be fighting for it again domestically rather than abroad. So, Secretary Wilkie, thank you so much for joining me today and going through all of this, and I hope to have you back. Oh, go ahead.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having – no, thank you. And thank you for what you do. I know your father's story. I know what you do in your community. And I think you're one of the reasons why we've had a renaissance here at VA, because it's not only us. We have our highest approval ratings in history. Mm-hmm. But it's folks like you who've engaged the community in helping veterans and making sure that, unlike my father's generation, where my father couldn't even wear his uniform off post, and he was a senior officer in the 82nd Airborne Division. We have communities now that say, thank you for everything that you've done. And that's a far cry from what I saw as a youngster growing up at Fort Bragg.
Yeah, we're never, ever going to let that happen again. So, Secretary Wilkie, thank you so much for joining me today. And you know, the phone line's always open anytime.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Thank you. Oh, so nice to talk to the people who are overseeing everything. Do you not remember just two presidents ago, Bush and Obama both, the complaints that were coming in about Veterans Affairs, the Veterans Administration, the hospitals? You don't hear that anymore. Not under the Trump administration. He has done so much for the veterans community. And yeah, there'll always be angry people. And those are exactly who the Democrats go and wind up and get into the media. It's not those veterans who appreciate everything the president has done, including giving up his paycheck to different veterans organizations. Huh. Did a former president ever give up his paychecks before? Yeah. Trump, he's one in a million. We'll be back after this. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910, right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday to you. And I want to stress that because you need to be happy. Nobody else is going to bring it to you. You need to, what, as they say, check yourself and make sure that you are getting out in this sunshine. Most scientists say at least 10 to 15 minutes directly on your face, your skin. Get that vitamin D going in your system. Most people, and they don't think about this, are empaths. And what does that mean? That means that you are empathetic to others. You may not have thought about this for yourself, you know, mojo or anything like that. But think about it for a minute. When you're listening to a high energy song, you're driving down the road, all of a sudden you get lost in this song and you're singing and you've got high energy. And then a melodic, sad song comes on. And then you're kind of lost in your head and feeling sad. You go through that with people as well. And people know that. And they use that against you. The anger that is building up in people, the anger against the Democrats, the anger against the Republicans, the anger against law enforcement, the anger against those who are, you know, keeping school closed, who are keeping them open, who are, you know, it is out there. It is an energy and you are absorbing that. Now, I'm not saying that you need to get into meditation or all this other stuff out there, but you need to check yourself, your health, your well-being, your spiritual health. Are you praying? Are you thanking God for the blessings in your life? Are you asking Him to relieve you of the stress that is surrounding you? Whether you believe in God or not, that's not for me to say. But prayer is an amazing thing. Acknowledging the things that are going on in your life, positive and negative, and just releasing them. I want you to be happy and I want you to be healthy. And that is mind as well as body. Because there's a long fight ahead of us. I was just talking to somebody the other day who got it, who's awake, who understands what the big picture is of going on. The human trafficking, the corruption that we are seeing literally pour out of it. You know, people always joke, oh yeah, politicians corrupt. But I don't think people have realized how deep the corruption goes. How it is everywhere. How it has permeated into everything to control you, to control your life. The schools, the media, even nonprofits that people work for and work with. The politics that come into nonprofits is incredible. I've left too, because it just gets away from the purpose. It gets away from the mission. And what our mission is to get back to is the Constitution of the United States of America. All of our amendments, our Bill of Rights, the things that keep us free and bring us our liberty. We have to start fighting for this thing to get it back, because this is ridiculous. Again, if you didn't hear me earlier, the CDC and the WHO have both come out and said the numbers were misleading. We knew they were misleading. You got people dying in car accidents and from gunshots, and you're listing them as COVID virus or COVID deaths. People blaming it on computer issues. You know, it's a person that puts that information into the computers. They just don't automatically know that. So, if this information has come out, then why are we still shut down? Why did we shut down at all? The numbers show, the numbers prove that this is no worse than a bad flu. When did we ever shut the country down for a bad flu? Yes, people have died with underlying conditions, and people would have died had you not even heard the name COVID-19, Chinese virus, had it not gone through the WHO, the World Health Organization, and the media manipulating it, you would have never known that there was an extra bad case of the flu out there. People wouldn't have committed suicide. People wouldn't have lost their businesses. people wouldn't have lost their livelihood? Kids wouldn't have lost their education? People wouldn't have lost their most precious moments, whether it be from getting married, walking across the stage and getting your diploma, or even going to a funeral. Do you remember the name David Dorn? I bet you remember the name George Floyd, the guy that had three funerals. Actually, I think it was more like five because they had smaller ones. All in different states with big name celebrities showing up. Hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent. A gold casket. A criminal. A lifelong criminal. Who died at the hands of one person that is in agreement with the entire country shouldn't have happened. But where were the stories? Where were the mass output of love and respect for David Dorn, the retired cop who was protecting a friend's property from looters, shot and killed because he was in the way. He was in the way of criminals. Yeah, the kid's been caught. Who knows what'll happen to him? But you didn't hear that splashed all over the media. Have you asked yourself why yet? Have you asked yourself why these politicians are actually coming out and saying that looting is reparations and is harmless because businesses have insurance? How many people have died because of this philosophy? And those words being put out by Black Lives Matter. This is a sickness, and everyone's infected. This is a way bigger issue than COVID-19. Is the takeover of this country by Marxists. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for joining me today. Answer today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com, courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. Is the mainstream media ignoring the real issue going on in Washington, D.C.? So many issues going on that the media is ignoring. Censorship from high tech. Obamagate. So many things. 991FMTalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, did UNR make the right decision by canceling the Wolfpack football season? 24% of those participating said no. The rest, pretty much yes, and who cares? Scott, thank you so much for your email. This is awesome. Just some thoughts from Scott. World Economic Forum is now ushering in the fourth industrial revolution. How to kill the economy to bring it in. Floyd was used to play the systemic racism card. Biden is the tool to exercise it. Facebook is the global government model. Bam! The takeover. This takeover has been going on for so long. Why do you think it has been so important for the left to bring in healthcare, government-run healthcare, whatever you want to call it, Obamacare? You know, the people like Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Patrick Leahy, Joe Biden. Remember what Joe Biden said about Obamacare? On the open mic, he didn't, you know, wasn't controlling himself. Love it. All those people have been in, that I just mentioned, have been in office for decades. Decades. Longest serving one, Dianne Feinstein, 60 years. 60 years. And yet, Trump has only been in government for 3 years. And they blame him for everything. I thank him for everything he's done, because he's exposed these people. But why is the first thing out of Bernie Sanders, out of Kamala Harris, Biden, free health care? Because the number one rule for a socialist state is to control the health care. If you control healthcare, you control the people. It's true. You want another one of the rules that escapes so many people? Education. Take control of every aspect of their lives: food, housing, income. And the children. Take control of what people read, what they listen to, what they have available to them. Take control of what children learn in school. Common Core. How has Common Core messed up our society? Because it is so confusing, yet it is the standard now. And it's just bad, bad math. Bad science to get it there. Class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and into the poor. This will cause more discontent than, and it will be easier to take, you know, tax the wealthy with support of the poor. You know who stands in the way of that? The middle class. That's why we are seeing the utter destruction and elimination of the middle class. Who is the middle class? The middle class is pretty much made up of all those entrepreneurs out there. The mom and pop run businesses. Mom and pop. Those are the middle class. Handing that company down to their kids. Building up a family name in a community. Whether it be a pharmacy, a grocery store, little hardware store, a bar, a restaurant, what do we see disappearing? The middle class, all of those businesses. Because basically no different than the Walmarts or the Home Depots, except for the fact that those businesses are kind of one-stop shopping. So people go for the convenience. They go for the cheaper prices because we're not looking for made in America. We're looking for the cheapest price. Religion. Remove the belief in God from the government and schools. No more prayer in schools. Had to fight to get the Pledge of Allegiance to remain. So how much of this stuff has pretty much already taken over? This is why I have been trying to tell you, we are already a socialist country. Because we've given control over all of these things. But there's still just a couple of things standing in their way. Like gun control. Remove people's ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you're able to create a police state. This is what they are in the process of working on right now. A police state. Defund and get rid of local law enforcement. Have community enforcement. Do you think community enforcement would have worked when that gentleman walked out into the middle of the street and shot a 5-year-old little boy riding on his bike in the head? Just curious. This is how far we're letting it go. And I know you think this is absurd. It's crazy. If it is so crazy and absurd, why did Seattle just reduce their law enforcement to next to nothing? To the point that the chief of police resigned on the spot when it passed. Talk about standing up for yourself. We're in the thick of it right now, and people are worried about wearing a mask. Just incredible. Look it up for yourself someday. Just in case you still believe in all that conspiracy theory stuff. Saul Alinsky. Who worshipped at the feet of Saul Alinsky and his teachings? Oh, yeah, that would have been Barack Obama. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Don this morning. Don saw something on Facebook that enraged him. Hey, Don, what did you see?
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Don.
I'm having a tough time with this one.
What'd you see?
Put in pound, say his name. Pound, say his name. It's a little 5-year-old boy, and that was shot in the head, point blank. And you can scroll down and you can see the Facebook post. And this just goes to show you how terrible our media and our coverage. When I saw this, yeah, it's not on. Sean Hannity is not on any damn thing. It's not on anything. I realize it just happened. But I'm going to be looking today.
I I pointed this out the other day, Dawn, and I think one of the reasons that they don't want to really cover it or go over it is because the shooter was black. And
I don't give a shit.
Dawn, we don't use words like that. But that's the narrative that they're trying to set. That the black community is the victim of the white man. And it's not. The black community is the victim of thugs in the black community. Because if you didn't like that, Dawn, then you're not going to like this. 32-year-old Maribel Rosado Morales was in her home with her children when 27-year-old Donald J. Williams showed up and in front of her children and while on the virtual classroom killed her. Shot and killed her. Black man. Yet BLM wants you to believe that it's about white cops killing unarmed black men. Again, it's the Black Lives Movement. No, it's the Black Lies Movement. It's a Marxist organization, and them, and they're no better than Antifa. They are the ones spreading hate. They're the ones spreading hate, spreading the riots to upend this country. And until all of those people out there who are saying, oh, I support Black Lives Matter, until you wake up and figure out what that organization is about, then we're pretty much all in this handbasket to hell. Because that's all they're trying to do. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, 10 to noon every weekday. It's your voice for all of Northern Nevada. And I am so grateful that we had the Secretary of Veterans Affairs on today, Robert Wilkie. If you want to hear that interview, you can find it in the podcast for today's show. And we had Steve Cortez on the show. Yeah, the strategist, the director of strategy for the Trump campaign, talking about Kamala Harris. And he gave us a great tip. I've always told you about OAN, One American News. And now we have another one, courtesy of Steve, justthenews.com. You've got to turn off mainstream media. You got to just turn it off. Go to sites like this. I love this. Justthenews.com, started by John Solomon. If you haven't heard him, he's a real investigative reporter. So I looked it up, what they've got on there today. Israel and the United Arab Emirates reach historic normalization deal brokered by the United States. And there's Secretary of State Pompeo right there. Imagine that. Once again, the Trump administration wanting to bring peace around the world. And yet politicians in the past going on this multi-billion dollar War Machine, who are always pushing altercations. Syria, Iran, Iraq, I mean, the list goes on and on from all the former presidents. Well, not all of them, but in our recent lifetime. Yet Trump is the one trying to put an end to all that. To actually bring our troops home like everybody else said they were going to, but never did. Oh, here's another big story that they're covering. Again, justthenews.com. At least 3% of COVID-19 deaths involve injury, poisoning, or other adverse events. Well, where did that nasty, truthful story come from? Oh, it came from the CDC. Huh. Imagine that. So if the CDC is backtracking, then why is this state still shut down? You better make your voice heard, because it's just going to get worse. Love you. Jesus died for you.